Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
All right. If you have a Bible, dig it out. It is time to get into God's Word. So if you have a physical Bible or a device, whichever it is you use, doesn't matter. Get out a Bible as we dig in. We are going to be looking at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. That's Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Here's what it says. Then Jesus came and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We are in a series this month called Time to Quit, with a question mark. Is it time to quit? And last week, Pastor Evan shared about how we need to quit the bad habits, the things in our lives that are hindering our relationship with God. It is time to quit those things that should not be there, that we need to give over to God and repent of and surrender to. Today, we're going to be asking this question. Is it time to quit serving God's mission? Joyce is already telling me no. She must have... Did you steal my notes from earlier? Oh, no. So the short answer is no, but we need to talk about this. Because each one of us, at different points in our journey, have probably felt tempted to quit. Amen? We all feel tempted to quit God's mission at different points. Here's a couple reasons why we might quit God's mission. We might look at our culture, which has become so opposed to the gospel, to faith, that we sense this resistance. And people in our culture will make claims like, the church has no place in society. Faith should be kept private. Don't bring that into my workplace. Don't bring that into my school. Leave that at home where it belongs. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. And so we'll encounter that resistance and we'll go, oh, this is difficult. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose friends and family. I don't like the discomfort I feel when I try to share my faith with people who are just fighting against me. So I'm going to just quit. I'm just going to stop. Maybe we feel tempted to quit God's mission because maybe there are some of us who have bought into some really bad theology. There is teachings that come to us from other churches and other pastors, and if you're not being careful with who you're listening to on like TikTok and all those different social media platforms, you might buy into this theology called universalism. It's this idea that it doesn't matter if you believe in Jesus or not, you just got to be a good person and you get to go to heaven. And so we might hear that taught or preached or even just from our culture that says, you just got to be a good person. And so we'll look at our neighbors or our coworkers and be like, well, they're not murdering anybody. They're not robbing banks. They are good enough. They don't need Jesus. They're going to heaven. They're good enough. And so we'll quit the mission because we think people are going to heaven just because of their morality, when in fact, that is not the case. Maybe we feel tempted to quit God's mission because we have become so attracted to the world, to materialism. We're so focused on our homes, on our cars, on our careers, on our image, on how many friends we have, whichever it may be, and just go, these things, I like them better than serving God. These things feel good. These things give me little what do you call it when it happens in your brain? Little neurons are firing off. Oh, it feels good, right? We'll get attracted to the world and start prioritizing other things and neglect God's mission and kind of quietly quit. Maybe we feel tempted to quit because we've just become so doggone busy. We're busy at work. We're busy with our families. We're busy with other extracurriculars. I've got my kids in five different sports and activities. And I'm looking at my calendar and I'm looking at my schedule. I'm just going, God, I'm sorry. I just don't have any time for you. I just don't have any time for your mission. I don't have any time to serve you. I have no time for you, Lord, because I'm just so busy with these other things, these other priorities, and they matter more right now. And so, sorry, God, I quit. I'm too busy. Or maybe we're feeling tempted to quit because we have been serving faithfully for years, and it's gotten hard. And there's been a cost, and it's gotten challenging, and you're just feeling tired out, maybe even burnt out, and you're just asking yourself, do I need to quit? Do I need to throw in the towel? This has gotten too hard, God. I just don't think I can continue. I think I'm done. I think I'm out. I want you to know that those struggles, if you're experiencing any one of those, your pastors, myself included, we've experienced those things. We feel tempted to quit. I have lost friends and family because of my faith. I have sometimes felt like not caring about lost people and prioritizing other things. I have been distracted by material things, money, and other things like that. I have gotten tired from serving at different points. Years ago, my wife Olivia and I, we were serving at a different church, and we experienced a lot of hardship and conflict at this church. And there were multiple times where we felt like quitting. And I thank God that we didn't. I thank God that we stayed faithful to that. But I know the struggle. I know how hard it is to be on mission, to be serving, and then having different things come up in life and just going, it might be time to quit. It might be time to quit. When I was in Bible college, I was just finishing my second year, about to start my third year, and my lead pastor at my home church in Moncton, I went to him and I said, I'm considering ministry, I'm considering becoming a pastor, and I'm not 100% sure. Can I get some mentoring and get some coaching from you before I really commit to this thing? And so I met with him, and the first thing he said to me was this: you're going to be tempted to quit 100 times every year for the entire time you're doing this. And I was like, oh, great. That's lovely. Isn't that something you want? You get excited about signing up for, right? And so maybe you're feeling the same way. Maybe you've just had like those hundreds of temptations to quit, where you're just like, I've been serving, I've had these other things, but man, I'm just tired. Man, I'm just drawn away from it. Man, my heart is just growing cold. And you feel like quitting. I need you to hear this today, because the Bible says it. And God is saying this to us today. It is not time to quit. It is not time to quit. The Bible tells us very clearly, do not quit the mission. We're going to look at some different scriptures. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. It says this: I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Paul is calling out the bad theology that we might get sucked into that says you just got to be a good enough person. Doesn't work that way. We can't allow the gospel truth and the message to change and in effect change how we do God's mission or whether or not we even bother with it. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Paul understands that we're going to get tired from serving, but he's saying, do not become weary in doing good. Because if we stay committed, if we stay focused, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And I think about that verse so often, and all the different times that either myself or us as a church, we come together and we pray for the lost, and we pray for people to be saved. And we want to see that happen, amen? We want to see that harvest happen. And so we got to stay committed and not become weary. Matthew chapter 24. Verses 9 to 13. Matthew 24, 9 to 13. This is Jesus speaking. He says this, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And what Jesus is telling us here is that the mission is going to be hard. Jesus never promised that serving him was going to be easy. It's going to be hard. We can look at the lives of the disciples and see very clearly that each one of them was persecuted and eventually executed for their faith. Thank God we are not in that type of situation right now, but other brothers and sisters around the world are. We're fortunate. That doesn't mean we're free from any type of persecution. There is a challenge, there is a hardness to serving God's mission. Those of you in the workplace, sometimes sharing your faith at work is a challenge, and it's awkward and uncomfortable. But Jesus is saying, don't let the hardness get in the way. He is saying, accept the fact that it's going to be hard. And at the very end, he says, those who stand firm will be saved. There's a very important verse right in the middle that says, the love of most will grow cold. And I tend to see this happen where those of us, when we feel tempted to quit and follow through with that temptation and actually quit serving, it doesn't take very long before we quit following Jesus altogether. This is not just for the sake of the lost. It's the sake of our own lives. That if we abandon the calling, if we abandon the mission, we in essence abandon Christ. We can't quit. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Paul is telling us here in Romans that the lost need us on mission. You've got family. You've got friends and coworkers and neighbors that you are probably thinking of now who do not know Jesus and who, if they died today, would spend eternity in hell. God is calling us to be his hands and feet, to share his good news with them. They need us on mission so that they can hear the gospel in hopes of being saved. If we quit the mission, we abandon the lost. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 and verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 and verse 5. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. And then down in verse 5. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. I think we can safely say from that passage that Paul is saying to Timothy, don't quit. Under any circumstances, don't quit. Be ready. Be prepared. Do not quit. Here's the main point for the day. If we quit the mission, we lose. And this encompasses everything we've just looked at. If we quit the mission, we abandon the loss, and they lose, which is a loss for us. If we abandon the mission, we abandon Christ, we lose. If we abandon the mission, our culture continues in the direction it is going and it doesn't change, we lose. If we quit the mission, we lose. If the Apostle Paul had quit his mission, the people he encountered along the way may never have been saved. If we quit the mission, the people that God is calling us to may never be saved. If we quit the mission, we eventually grow cold enough in our faith that we will probably quit following Jesus altogether. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 to 38 teach us this. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? The world and all its material things, all the things it can offer us, the culture and its resistance that it brings us, our tiredness, our busyness, none of that matters in comparison to serving God on mission. Because if we quit the mission, we lose. And so this is the application for us today, that we need to stay on mission. If you are out trying to share your faith and you are experiencing that cultural resistance, and you're just going, I don't want to be a part of this, you got to recognize that the change in our culture has made the mission so much more important. We have to recognize that the gospel is the only solution to the problems that our culture is creating. We cannot retreat from the lost. We cannot retreat from this world and just say, the heck with you. You just go do your thing. You become this dark and broken thing, and we'll just have a holy huddle on Sunday mornings and we're good. We got to choose the mission rather than fear of the culture. When it comes to this bad theology that maybe we buy into that just says, it doesn't matter if they're good enough, they don't need Jesus. We got to remember this. We got to remember that the message of the gospel has not changed. People still, to this day, need to repent and believe in Jesus. I don't see anywhere in the Bible that says, repent and believe in Jesus up until like 2024, and then it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't say that. Repentance is still the necessary piece for salvation. People still need to do that. Oh my goodness. The message hasn't changed. We cannot change the message just based on what is easier and more comfortable. It's never been formed by that. Yes, it's hard. It's a hard truth to accept, and that's why there's that resistance. But we can't change it just because other ideas are more appealing. When it comes to the temptation towards materialism, the things in our lives, our cars, our homes, our jobs, and everything else, we got to refocus on what's most important. Our earthly treasures will not go with us into heaven. We will not be remembered for how nice our house was or for how much money we had in the bank, how many cars we owned. And as we looked at in Mark chapter 8, what good is it to have everything in the world but lose your soul and spend eternity in hell? What good is temporary pleasure or relief if you lose out on eternity? When it comes to this busyness that we so often fall into, the simplest solution is just we got to reprioritize. We got to make the mission number one, not number four, not number 10. Oh my goodness, hopefully no one's doing that. We got to reprioritize. What you invest in is where you get your payout. If you invest in sports and entertainment and extracurriculars, yes, you're going to get those little rewards that come with those things, and that's all very nice. You'll get a little plaque, you stick it on your wall, look at that, oh, that's nice. And then it's gone. You come to the end of your life, and none of that matters anymore. What matters is that you were faithful to serve God in all seasons. And for those of you who are just right on the edge because you're so tired and you feel like burning out, you feel like the cost has just been so high, you need to remember this. The mission is worth it. Absolutely worth it. Endurance leads to reward. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. I meant to make little bookmarks so that I could find things quicker, and I forgot that one, but anyway. Got it. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 3 say this: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." There is a cost. There is a hardship. We're going to get tired. But the mission is worth it. So we got to endure it. We got to stay committed to it, no matter the cost. Because if we don't, if we quit the mission, we lose. So stay on mission.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.